welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera. This is Scott Pitts.
It is. It's actually me.
Yep, it's actually you. I didn't want to say anything like, well, hey, this is Pat Hayden, who's an asshole for hiring Steve Sarkisian. This is Scott Pitts.
All right, well.
So there you are.
We can talk about that. Here I am.
Well, welcome, Scott Pitts.
Thank you.
And this is the USC Outsider Podcast. We don't overthink it. So let's get some ground rules laid down. If you have small children and are at work, please put us on headphones because we tend to swear a lot, as if you couldn't tell. We don't overthink it here at the USC Outsider Podcast.
Shit.
And we'd like to talk about the USC Trojan football team, how they did last Saturday, how they'll do this Saturday, and for the season that will be known as the 2014 football season.
Well, SC got a win.
They got a win on the road. Did you guys watch this?
They snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat.
The number 10 team in the country at the time was were the Arizona Wildcats.
Sure.
The score was 28-26, despite USC's best efforts in the fourth quarter to blow the lead.
Right.
And lose the game again.
I don't think I said that saying right. It's like snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
That's accurate.
That's the way.
That is absolutely what right. happened. And for right. for the second week in a row, we played three great quarters of football.
Yes,
and
we
then
did.
What the fuck happened? Again.
Again.
We talked about it last week with our special guest. We dwelled on the fact that these coaches are overpaid. They're not learning anything. And
they're
yet,
stubborn. They're very, very stubborn.
And I put this on Sark.
They got very conservative again, Rick. And
they did get really conservative. I don't know if you guys, hopefully if you are listening to this podcast, you watch the game and understand what Pitts and I are saying, where the team, although USC won and beat Arizona and Rich Rod in the desert on a 190-degree night, it was an empty victory. It was not a victory you think, well, it's great to be a Trojan today.
We were all watching the Arizona Wildcats line up for a game-winning field goal, all knowing that, we fucked it up again 2 weeks in a row.
They got the onside kick, and I thought, oh,
I'm gonna give
this is it.
Sark a little credit here for icing the kicker for the second time in the same game.
And what a toolbox for actually falling for it.
Well,
for
and then flopping like a fake flopping fish. It was... That was really
a
sad.
Fake flopping fish. You can, it's okay. You know, you can say soccer player.
Yeah. World Cup. Like a soccer player, like a World Cup soccer
like
player.
Like a European
Good,
soccer player.
I like that.
Player.
I'm going to go with that. Do you see that guy flopping around like, oh,
ow, help.
My knee hurts.
Yeah.
He didn't even get touched. That was ridiculous. And I guess on Twitter and stuff, from the Arizona fans, he was getting a lot of shit and people were wishing AIDS upon him. And yeah.
Really?
Bad.
And we
stuff.
Should have those Arizona fans on the show next year.
Maybe. I'll see if I can track them down.
Yeah, go ahead. Wishing AIDS upon their own players.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, it's not really a player. It's your kicker. I mean, ours dick hurt this week, so he didn't play.
And it might hurt again this week.
But, I hope it does, because our backup kicker, whose dick did not hurt, did just fine.
I want to say this. In defense, here's my only defense of the coaches.
For
USC.
Go ahead.
Both starting cornerbacks were out with injury in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they were.
Kevon Seymour and Adoree Jackson, both out with injury. So they had that going against him.
Okay.
The other thing I'll say, don't forget, this is a 50-man squad that is tired and gassed at the end of the game. Now, here's where I take umbrage with the coaches.
Okay.
At the beginning of the season, those coaches said our 52-man squad at the time are the best conditioned team.
Best conditioned team.
So yeah. Show it.
Blow
so
me.
Show it.
That it's crap. It's and if Sark were, if this were his first head coaching gig, he would get cut a lot of slack. He's been through this. He was the head coach in Washington. That's not like DeVry. Which I also like to
it's not the University
every
of
year
Phoenix.
I say here's we're playing the University of Phoenix, we're playing DeVry, those are jokes. if Sark were coaching there over the last few years, I'd say, all right, he's got an excuse to say, hey, I'm not ready for this. I don't have the coaching intelligence. I was at DeVry, or I was at University of Phoenix, the Albuquerque branch.
You're not going to say that. You're going to try and do everything you can
of
to get
the University of Phoenix. Instead, he was at Washington at UW.
Yep.
And he just does, this guy just does not have the intelligence to be a head coach. And we're paying him way too much. We're paying him.
He's getting a lot of money.
And his staff way too much for doing what they do. And USC football took in a lot of money last year for Orgeron, when he became the head coach. And we brought in a lot of, or the USC brought in a lot of money. Which we're shitting away and just overpaying these morons who will not get it together and who are making too many amateur excuses at this level to... I question the hire, Hayden. Question this hire.
I'm still giving the benefit of the doubt. I see flashes and I see things that I like. I can't think of one right now. But I still, it's barely the halfway point of his first season. Pete Carroll was 6-6 in his first season, played very conservatively in a lot of those.
But he still beat UCLA.
Well, he did do that, and maybe Sark will. And I think he can if he fucking opens a playbook and stops playing like a conservative little
shitbag. The only reason that Cody Kessler is holding back and not throwing downfield is because of coaching. And Sark won't let...
I don't know if I agree
Helton
with that,
call the plays. My theory is Sark won't let Helton call the plays and Sark won't let Cody Kessler go downfield. And he won't... And Kessler is
Sark's
gun-shy.
Sark's the one that's saying that he wants to take shots down the field.
In front of the press, but then in practice, and
so
obviously
calling,
he's
you're
gotten
calling
to,
him a liar.
Yeah, well, I obviously think he's a liar. And I think he's not letting Kessler throw downfield. He's not letting Kessler open it up. And Kessler, or he's in Kessler's head, and Kessler is a good quarterback and should take more chances and it should feel free to improvise and win the game. And I don't think he feels that way because he's probably got Sark up his fucking ass, as well as Helton, who's just living, listening to Sark. And what you get is a conservative, a sort of game plan from Kessler because he's scared to open it up because of his coaches.
I'm less worried about the offense at this point. I think the offensive line is starting to look better. Buck Allen is the identity of this team. Buck Allen is thrust himself into the Heisman
talk.
We
can talk about the good points last week. Let's
if Sark can just start
205 yards.
Yeah. Okay.
By Allen. 3 touchdowns, 26 carries. And Allen is one of the best receivers on the team,
Absolutely.
Too.
And they got some good ones.
Yeah, we have great receivers on the team. Buck Allen is one of them. And then he goes for 205 yards.
Yeah, he's sick. He's a beast. Thrust himself into the Heisman talk.
I don't know how.
You don't know how?
He's done well, but I mean... I don't know. I don't see the Heisman talk yet.
Okay. His teammates sure are pumping him up.
Justin Davis?
Yep.
Not a Heisman candidate.
No.
He's
got some work to do.
Sort of blew it, but then did serviceable after he blew it.
Yeah. Sark gave him another chance, didn't he? If that's my back, and Buck has been doing what he was doing in the game, and then Davis comes in and fumbles...
You give it to the third guy.
I sit his ass on the bench, and you give it back to Buck.
You give it to Buck or the other guy.
No, you give it back to Buck, the guy that's been doing it all night for you.
I don't get it. I don't get his play calling. I don't understand Sark's, I know that a long time ago, Pete Carroll apparently told Sark, and he told Kiffin, don't give up the play calling XYZ. And the fact was, when Pete Carroll told him that, Carroll was in his 40s and had at least 20 more years of experience in the game than Sark and Kiffin when he told him that.
That's right.
When he told him that, and Carroll was more of a defensive guy, he let a lot of the plays go through him and just let sort of the offensive coordinator call the plays.
You mean Norm Chow?
Chow. Yeah. Yeah, and so what we've got is like two stubborn little shits in Kiffin and Sark, who I don't get it. I don't get the...
I think they're trying to make an identity for themselves. And it's
they
just...
can. I don't know why they're... I don't know why either one of them really got hired at USC and they got paid millions and they fall upward. And if Sark can pull it together and pull out a good season, then he deserves...
I think he can.
I'm going to go on record.
I think he can.
I don't think he can beat Notre Dame. I don't think he can beat UCLA.
I disagree on both points. I think he can beat them both.
I don't think he's got the intelligence. I just don't think he's... Okay. And Justin Wilcox, who listens to Sark...
There's where I get worried.
Yeah, there's not... I mean, he did a good job this week. He had him very much ready to play this week. In that they didn't attack. They just sort of dealt with what was giving them. They reacted well. They slowed things down. Not a lot of points were scored. But when the chips are down, I still don't see Wilcox being a good defensive coordinator or a good hire. And congratulations, Sark. It's all on you. I'm sure glad I don't have this job.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be the positive voice here. And still, I'm going to give a little bit of benefit of the doubt. Where last year, you were still kind of on the Kiffin boat trying to be positive with him. And I was the one saying, he's got to be gone. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we've kind of flopped sides here.
And it was a good move to get rid of Kiffin. And because of he didn't know. It was just out. He
was
wasn't ready.
He was a cancer.
Obviously, he was not ready to coach a team. Yeah. I don't think Sark is either. But Kiffin was not ready to coach. Coach O and Clancy seemed to be the answer, but we still lost to UCLA and Notre Dame. So fuck them. You know, we've got to get over that hump. We have to get
rid of it. Yeah, that's right. It's in the past. We got to move on. We got to deal with what we have right now. And
like Leonard Williams, we're lucky to have him.
Absolutely. He's a stud. I hope he enjoys his last year at USC because he's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft next year.
Oh, this year. Yep.
Okay, Rick.
Andre Hadari's dick hurt.
His dick does hurt. Still, he might not be there this week. The note on that, though, is that Alex Wood, his backup, who is a walk-on, played well. He hit all his extra points. Did tremendous on kickoff duty. So what they're saying this week, if Hadari does play, Hadari's only going to be doing field goals. And Wood will be handling the kickoff duties.
Why would you give him... Why would you just...
Because you're not going to get hit on field goal duties. That's why.
It's funny, too, because I noticed last week a lot of those kickoffs were going, you know, out of the back of the end zone where they should be.
Right.
And Hadari will kick them, you know, so they catch them at the 15, 20-yard line. And just... it just seems so obvious to me. I'm sorry. It just seems like...
Are we not seeing this?
We're not getting paid. We have jobs. We go home and like watch this shit in our free time, and we're seeing things that like guys, you're here, you're paid to do this, and paid millions of dollars to do this.
Here's why we're called the outsiders. You and I are not at practice every day, and we don't see what goes on, and
or recruiting morons to play for USC, which apparently is like the. The big thing is getting the kids to come in, and I would never, as a parent, buy what Sark was selling.
I would. Ever. That guy can talk it up. He talked himself into a USC job, head coach. Have you ever listened to that guy talk?
Uh-huh.
He's slick. He's good.
Could he sell you a beeper?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a beeper.
You don't.
I do. I don't use it.
You don't have it on?
No, I own it. I physically own it.
What service would still... I mean, unless you're a doctor. Or,
why does a doctor have a beeper? They can just have a cell phone now. That's fucking stupid.
I think because...
It still goes through that old antiquated service where you call the service and it beeps the doctor.
Yeah. Whether he's on the golf course or inside a mistress.
All right. There you go. Okay.
You want to talk about the Arizona game or move on to the future, which we pulled a win out of our ass as far as I'm concerned.
Well, 3.5 quarters again of good football. So if you can put 4 together, great.
You know what? Congrats, guys, because you won on the road. The players did it all for you. They have no coaching. Any game that we win is because the players want to win, because this is a unique group, and it's unfortunate that they're going to go out not really having gathered any really true, you know, big time awards. Because the group is tight. Like, these are a group of kids who have been through coaching Pat Hayden is a big reason. And then they have lousy coaching and lousy hires. And they're going to go into their life thinking, you know, we really diverse group. And USC will never remember them because it was during the sanctions.
Well, I disagree with
I think they'll be a forgotten group.
I don't.
One of them won't win a Heisman. One of them probably will not go on to be any kind of a quarterback in the pros. I mean, they'll be...
Jesus, you're a fucking negative little Nelly these days. Who are you? I don't even know you anymore.
I'm disappointed with the coaching. Okay. Very disappointed with the coaching.
All right.
So now you want me to talk about Colorado?
Yeah, let's do it.
We play Colorado this Saturday. Do you have any more notes about the game, by the way?
Last game?
Because the only Trojans who I saw during this game were arguably Sua Cravens.
Yep.
Buck Allen.
As always. Yep. As always.
Cody Kessler. Man. I liked what he did. I really think it's his coaches.
USC is lucky to have Cody Kessler. He's a godsend.
I know. And I got into it with Peter Italian about this because I think Cody's good. He's making the right decisions. He can scramble. I like what I see. Leonard He's Williams, smart. Thank you. Antoine Woods, John Plattenberg, who is now battling for a starting safety position.
Playing himself. Congrats, with the ones. Man!
You fucking deserve it.
Freshman.
Adore will be out this week.
I don't know if he will be actually, but he was back in practice yesterday. So.
Oh, I wouldn't put him in there. I'm sorry, Janie.
Soma,
get better, guys. Lamar Dawson and Trey Madden, we will see you next year. Please be ready, because you guys are going to be great. We will miss you this year.
Yep.
And who else did I want to call out? Hayes Pollard, I just can't get over the Hail Mary. I know he's a leader, but until he gets an interception against...
That was not his fault.
...to win the game.
He shouldn't have been in there. There was a hands team, and... I don't put that on Hayes.
I don't understand the weird snaps.
Anyway, this week against the Buffs.
3 p.m. kickoff, by the way. The only time that matters. Pacific time. 3 p.m. Pacific time. The only time that matters.
However, it's on the Pac-12 network, so I will be...
See you guys at the bar.
Yep. See you there, because nobody's going to be watching it. So fuck you, Pac-12 network.
It's Colorado.
Make a deal. Quit being a... Butthole.
What was the deal with the fucking refs again?
Oh, we didn't talk about
The refs. Pac-12 refs.
They're the worst. Hands down, the worst. And
come on, Mr. Scott.
Yeah. Get it together, Larry Scott. Get it together.
Fucking do the your refs goddamn job.
We're horrible. How about that? Can we talk about this for a second?
Yes.
The punt. The USC punt.
And why does Josh Shaw...
That they should have gotten...
Does he have a magnet on him that collects flags? Is that...
Josh like what, Shaw has not seen the field this
year. Oh, shit. No, I'm thinking about the other guy. No,
have you been drinking tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. No, the other guy. Damn it. Every time he's...
Kayvon Seymour?
Kayvon? No,
talking about the other guy. Safety?
No, cornerback. Every time that the guy, like, defensive pass...
What number
pass,
is he?
I don't know, a low one. I could look it up if I wanted to.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about a few things. That punt that USC fell on and never touched the guy. The guy dropped
who
it.
Called the,
but
the
they
guy.
Said that they ran into it because the guy that called for a fair catch, who was not the punt receiver.
No, that's right.
That was fucking weird.
Weird.
That was maybe one of the most egregious bad calls that I've ever seen in my
entire
life of watching football, which is a long, long life.
I need to get the
quarterback football.
No, you're right. You're right.
You're talking about Adoree Jackson, number two?
No.
Are you okay over there?
Hold on.
All right.
Do you want
me to push pause on our thing?
No.
Okay.
Chris Hawkins.
Okay, Hawkins. Hawkins is a true freshman.
Chris Flag Hawkins.
All right.
Stop. Stop holding people in practice, too.
Okay.
Dude, come on, you're good.
He is good, and he's going to be a great one. He's going to be a real great one.
Be a great one now.
Be you're a great asking one a lot. Now. You're asking a lot out of a few kids, and I'm going to be positive with these guys. So, Anyway, the refs.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan Lockett.
Get worse. Oh, Lockett.
Yep.
Lockett down. Thank you. He's a good one, too.
Okay.
He's going to be great. Don't worry about him.
I'm done. I'm done. Okay.
He got thrust into service because of injuries. Don't worry about them. He got thrown into a heated game late in the game.
3 p.m. kickoff against the Colorado Buffaloes. Head coach is Mike McIntyre. He's been with the Colorado Buffaloes for 2 seasons. Where he started, he was the D-backs coach of the Dallas Cowboys, followed by the Jets, and then, of course, the Duke defensive coordinator. Did you know that?
Ouch.
Then the dude goes to San Jose State, where he absolutely kicks unbelievable ass. Which
he did
makes
stuff there.
Yes, which makes the people who are at Colorado who are on the border of legalizing marijuana say, this is the guy for us.
I'm so fucking high.
I can't believe how high I am right now. Let's get some chocolate. Let's get some ice cream.
Let's eat something.
Let's watch some shit on television.
Let's watch Tarantino movies.
So we got
Doritos.
And then we got to get McIntyre in. So they get him after San Jose State, where he goes like 10-2, like in
good
his
coach.
First year or something like that.
I like him.
They get him to come to Colorado, which is an easy job as far as I'm concerned, because I love Colorado, love their cheerleaders.
You
love
get to smoke weed.
The fact that there's weed and a huge fucking buffalo roaming around and everything.
You actually smoke it out of the buffalo's butthole.
Yeah, did you know that? It's actually a bong. Ralphie has a bong inserted into his rectum.
Yeah.
He can't actually shit anymore, which is borderline animal cruelty.
No, they hooked up a colostomy. He's good.
PETA is investigating that. And eventually, at the end of the year, there's always a new Ralphie because they turn him into buffalo burgers at
no.
the end of the year. Did you know that?
No.
They feed all the freshman class with buffalo
Shut
burgers.
Shut up. You fucking made year. That up.
Why would you think that was true at all?
I just didn't want that to be true, and it's not true. Thank God.
Feed their student body the mascot.
I believed you. I should know better by now. 6 seasons, I should know better.
The quarterback is Sefo Laufu.
God bless you.
Sorry, he's a sophomore, a true sophomore. I believe he's a true sophomore, might be a redshirt sophomore, but this dude is operating very well behind a good O-line.
He's doing a good job.
By the way, Colorado is no pushover. They are coming to USC, which is a hard place to win for a team like Colorado right now, but anything is possible with how we performed against Boston College and
That's
you know what,
exactly
against
right.
fucking Arizona State.
That's
so,
exactly right, Rick.
Come on in, guys. You know, let's see what you can do. Before we do that, we do, if you want to...
4 weeks ago, I would have said this was an easy win.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
But...
No, there's no easy wins.
Nope.
No easy wins.
Not this season.
And I know that this week, USC, for the first time in a while, will be revealing something that 70% of the people who at least have access to computers and were able to comment on it online said this is okay.
Oof.
Bright, shiny new helmets.
Chrome. Shiny Christmas
chrome,
ball
chrome face.
Helmet. Chrome face mask.
Yeah, and brighter
red helmets. Chrome helmets.
Will it prevent them from getting concussions?
No.
Okay.
Will it prevent them from getting
a win?
Recruits.
Will it prevent them from getting a win?
Maybe.
Really? The helmets.
The
will
fucking
prevent
karma.
A
There's
team.
Karma. I believe in that fully.
You put on a new helmet that's shiny, even though you're just looking out of the face mask, and you think that will somehow impact the game.
Yes.
So you...
I wear the same underpants for every game, so...
You don't... You think USC should just continue the way they are with no uniform changes?
I think that's what makes them different. A lot of teams do these updates...
Different than who?
Than everybody else.
Penn State, Alabama, they look the same.
And you know what?
Michigan.
Who gets the highest ratings on TV and who has the best fan base? Those
Alabama.
Teams. That's right. So don't fuck with what works. If it ain't broken, don't fucking change
so
it.
So you don't want the Christmas tree helmet?
The helmet I care a little less about.
You know they're also dressing in all black.
That's not true.
No.
There would be a big... I would have punched you in the face.
Every player below 21 below the number 21
yeah.
has to wear a mermaid tail. That's cardinal true, and actually. Gold mermaid tail.
I did hear that one.
And flap around and they...
And wave a towel.
But it is Nike.
They have to wave a towel on the sideline.
It's Nike. But the other team is Under Armour mermaid tails.
I'm less upset about the helmet this week. It's no big deal.
Justin
It's got the classic look. Wilcock. It's got the... Yeah. Slip that one in.
It was irrelevant. Just please.
Nobody's listening by this
better.
Point anyway.
Just
they're
do
already
better.
At work.
You got to do better.
Yeah, do better.
What were we going to say?
I was just going to say that the helmet looks the same. It's just a little shinier. It's got the same logo. The jerseys are the same. It's fine. Ooh, whiskey's just kicked in. Did you hear the slur?
No, the way Ooh. I didn't. No, you sound great. The way Sark coaches, it's like putting lipstick on a piece of shit. It's just making,
wow,
hey, this is
God,
a...
God, you fucking hate Sark.
This is a piece of shit. Let's draw bright lips on it. Because I don't think that he's got... When I watch the guy coach, it's like, oh, he's coaching for him. And he's not out there. Players are out there. He doesn't want to win the game. He wants to be safe. And I know he's mentioned it, but the fact is I think he's mentioning it, speaking of slurs.
Kicking in.
Mentioning the fact that he needs to make better decisions or be more aggressive because he's incapable of it. And he feels that if he acknowledges the fact that he's not doing it, somehow that will make the fan base think, oh, he knows he's not doing it. He'll fix it. Guys, I want to say he doesn't have the intelligence to fix it. He has the intelligence to acknowledge the system of saying, I understand this. He doesn't have the wherewithal to say, I can fix it actively. I don't give him that much credit.
Okay.
And he's getting paid way too much money to do
this.
Way too much money.
I'm still playing a wait and see. Somebody calling you?
Is that me?
I think so. Oh,
no,
it was me.
It was you.
Oh, I got a job tomorrow.
So, congrats, man. That sounds great.
I get
Is it a blowjob?
Yep.
I don't give him any credit. I think that I think Sark can at the top of the food chain is able to put on a good show and say that I'm able to do this and that and lead the team and get all these new kids to play at USC. I have yet to see any indication on the field in any of these games this year that, oh, this guy's been up at Washington,
okay.
You know, cut his teeth and is ready to go. He doesn't have the intelligence.
Okay. Rick hates Sark. Translation. I will wait and see.
I don't hate him.
I think he's a smart guy.
I don't hate him. I just don't want him coaching USC.
I think he's going to get it together and you're going to...
I think it was a shitty hire.
You're going to eat your fucking shit words. And if I do, we should make a bet right now. If he sucks in the next 2-3 years and he's still there then... And he's doing well, then I'll do something. And then if he's gone and he sucks, then I'll do something.
I'll eat my words if this douchebag can actually put up a win against UCLA or Notre Dame, which I don't think he's got in him from now until he gets fired. And when Hayden's gone.
Well,
there's no way. I think it's going to be...
I might agree with you at the end of the
season. This dude is like Paul fucking Hackett
No.
No one knows what the... Okay.
He's not Paul Hackett.
Okay.
That was the worst coach in history. Okay, we'll talk at the end of the season about that.
Let's talk about Colorado and who to watch out for. As I said, the quarterback is Sefu Leaofu. Oh, God, I'm just massacring that poor man's name. Sefu Leaofu. The main receiver is Nelson Spruce. Please don't make fun. Nelson Spruce.
Like the tree?
There's another receiver named Bryce Bobo. Please don't make fun of the names. I didn't make these up. Freshman receiver is Shea Fields, who was supposed to go to USC.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
We can talk about it now. I mean, why not? We're going to go to our picks, and then, shit, we've been talking for a half an hour. We can let the people go and get on with their fucking lives. Why can't I say it fucking
Shea Fields.
Right?
Shea Fields. Kiffin offered
Shea
him a...
Shea Fields.
Kiffin offered him a scholarship
or
to come play for USC.
Orgeron wanted him to stay, too, and Orgeron said, come on and play with us. And
Sark did not rescind that offer. He said, come and play with us. Mm-hmm. However, in my evaluation, I feel like you're probably not going to hit the field pretty soon. You may be a better off playing for somebody else.
And he's been a very good receiver for he's Colorado. He's been
a very, very good receiver. He's number two in catches, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done very well. Linebacker Addison Gillum. He's going to be charged with making sure that Buck goes down if he hits that line and gets through it. So Addison Gillum will do that. There's also a defensive end named Derek McCartney. He's a true freshman. He's already playing. So, I mean, I like what Coach McIntyre is doing. He's letting the best guys play.
Yeah, he's letting them play.
And so are we.
I like it. He also has 75 to 85 kids that he can work with.
He does. He does, and we will too next year. Yeah, no, we've got it. We're done with the hard times.
No, we can recruit a full class, but are you going to play 25 freshmen?
Well, we're burning red shirts on kids this year.
Yeah,
and that's okay. We want to win. I have yet to see guys. Just I want to win the games, but I just don't see the coaching there. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, you don't have to apologize. Will we beat Colorado?
Well, okay, go ahead.
I like your opinion. What are your notes? This is what our show is. Okay. We talk about, like, we're talking at the water cooler, right?
The beer cooler. You may hit me.
I'm not going to hit you. I just disagree with you on a couple of things. That's fine.
What else do you have to add?
I think we're done.
What's your score?
I think USC gets up big and they open up the playbook and they go big time this week. I think it's something like 38-13, maybe even 45, maybe even 52. 13. I'm going to stick with that. However, the following week when it gets a little tougher, I think it shuts down again and they get conservative because they get scared.
Okay.
And so that's me saying that I hate the coaching, but whatever. 40. This week.
Okay, yes.
Between 38 and 52 to 13.
Write it down. Right.
Okay, okay.
Right, so we remember it. 30, so you said 38.
38, 13.
38, 13.
Pits. That's what I said.
Okay. And write this down. Write this down.
Sorry.
Go. Fuck yep. yourself. No, write this down. I want to... It's... Okay, I say 42.
42.
No, hold on. I'm thinking. All right, USC scores 42.
Okay.
And 42-28.
Mm.
42-28.
You're giving the Buffs a lot of points there.
USC, because that's how... Even if Wilcox put up like a decent scheme, Sark would somehow figure out a way to override it and shit the bed.
Okay.
42-28, Rick. There we go.
38-13.
Pitts.
I'm really good on the calling the USC's points, by the way. Every week. Well,
Kevin won it last week.
Yeah.
Kevin was right on it.
Yeah.
Nice work, Kevin.
I still got the USC points right, though.
Yeah, right. I think spot on. Exact, yeah. Right?
Go back and check. I dare you.
No, I'm sure they will. And how can you reach us if you have any questions for us on the Twitters?
Oh, one more note.
Go ahead.
The Buffs, the Buffaloes, yeah. Colorado, have never beaten USC. They're 0-8 against USC all time. You think they're going to be 0-9?
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Yeah. They're playing for something this week.
Okay, so how can the people ask us any questions for next week's show?
Well, they can reach us at Facebook. It's USC Outsider. At Facebook.
Twitter.
They can, Twitter.com/USC Outsider. Same thing. They can find Rick Barbera at...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just Twitter. It's at Rick Barbera with a capital RCBARBERA. That's really fucking difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really shit bags.
Anyway, that's how you find us.
Yeah. Give us any questions that you have. If you want to talk about how much I don't agree with the hiring of Andy Enfield or Steve...
Oh, basketball. We're getting into basketball.
Yeah. Right. It's coming to that. And go Kings go. Fight on.
Fight on.